Vaginas and penises. Penis. Vaginas. Penis. 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 Penis.
You want to be
don't
in the
don't say
pen.
Vagina.
Penis
vagina.
House.
Vagina.
Question for you. You want to be in the Pen 15 Club?
I got a big old Pen 15 for you, sweetheart.
Oh. He's the president of the
I'm
Pen
the
15
president
Club.
Of the Pen
He's got the biggest of them all,
club.
Apparently.
Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew Bedlin. This is Blank 77.
Whoop!
All right, some blank motherfucking 77 on this issue of Pogo goddamn motherfucking city radio. Andrew up here drunk as a
bitches.
Skunk.
LCJ in the fucking house show.
Talking in the background like she never been on the goddamn show
fuck
before.
Off.
Fuck off.
Because yo. I was sick last night just doesn't mean that I ain't never been here before, all right?
Bitches, we're all here to get our dick sucked. That's the only reason why. We're all
please?
Here.
Please come over.
To get our dick sucked. Come to Pogo HQ and suck all our dicks. That what we want. That what yes. we want? That what we want. I'm hitting multiple buttons. I'm drunk as shit.
We are.
So we were at Tim's house. And Facundo. Oh, by the way, we have Facundo.
Casey, in addition to
and
me and
LCJ.
Andrew. Yes.
Hey.
LCJ is here.
How you bitches doing?
Casey's here and Facundo's here.
You know how I'm doing?
Facundo
I'm drunk.
Facundo from Knife
drunk
Band.
Drunk and high.
Knife Band. Gabe was in Knife Band too.
Was
we have
he?
Casey.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm.
Gabe does not talk about Knife Band every waking moment of his existence at all.
But yes, we're up here. We're drunk. We're fucked up. What have we been drinking? Vodka? Is that what we've been drinking?
I honestly, some really weird shaped bottles.
They give me
I've
an
been
erection.
Drinking moonshine.
I was drinking moonshine too.
Oh, it tastes
not me.
Because you're a pussy. Because you're a pussy.
Okay,
my
pussy.
My good friend
also, I'm
Facundo.
Pretty sure she's not 18.
Oh, are you not 18?
I'm 25.
I'm in some
He's
trouble.
25.
Then.
Okay,
I'm
I don't 25. Drink with minors.
I'll be
okay.
back in 5 minutes.
All right, well, we just played.
I think
we just played.
And on that note, we'll play
Jess
the twofer.
Jess would be in a lot of trouble
we just
if
played
I was
some
19.
Blank 77.
Because I want to hear Do or Die. I love Do or Die.
I wasn't even handing that to you. We just played Blank 77, but Jess, LCJ.
I was like, I want to hear Do or Die.
She wants to hear Do or Die. And I gotta get like true story with you motherfuckers
like,
right
cool,
now.
That's cool, but let's play some wreck.
My first tattoo when I was 17 years old, my girlfriend just got locked up and I was all depressed. She went to juvie for like 3 months. When you're like 17, that might as well be like 30 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was her name again? And fucking, don't say her. Jess is like, you really said her name. Shut up. And fucking, so I got Pogo the Punk, the Up the System tattoo, the cover of Up the System. I got the Up the System tattoo. And
exactly.
It says, rock
I have
and
that
roll.
Have
yeah,
that
it says rock and roll is do or die,
it's
and not, I want to live.
It's probably the Up the System. What is it, green?
It's green, yes. It's white and green, and then it's green translucent vinyl. Yes.
It's not always a 10-inch.
But it's a 10-inch, yes. I got a big 10-inch in my pants for you. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
You guys are such... I'm supposed to be the lower-class slut.
Big 10-inch.
I'm supposed to be the lower-class slut.
I know. That's why I got 10 inches
in
my pants.
Anything anybody is saying right now.
You're different.
I'm different.
He's too much of a slut for anybody else. I'll just take my chances somewhere else.
I'm fine. Thanks for calling me a whore.
We're talking about Andrew being a whore.
I'm sure everybody
else
knows.
Hey, I'm
going
to go to Florida. If you want to blow me, come to Florida.
Yes, we are all going to Florida.
If you want to do all types of weird anal,
I am the lower class slut, and he is the Andrew Bedlam slut.
I mean,
so you can fuck both of us.
But that makes me a higher class. I was going to say at the same time, actually. I think that would be a good...
Of course he would.
Come pull a pogo train.
I'll just be drunk and passed out in Florida.
Come pull a pogo train.
How about that? You guys can...
That's how you get in the crew.
There will be an all aboard train, but you can get off at different stops. So.
They all start with Andrew Bedlam, though. Here's Blank 77
do
with
Do or Die.
Fucking Blank's motherfucking 77.
Of course.
Catch them bitch ass motherfuckers in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Renee is probably
February
like
29th.
One of my favorite backup vocals ever.
Yeah, right there.
So good. And it's probably one of the reasons, it's definitely one of the reasons why Spirit of 77 is one of my favorite songs by Blank too, because those backup vocals are awesome. I know they are.
I know they all
they were practicing it last night, bitch.
Yeah. They're going to play Girl Can't Rock and Roll. I'm letting the cat out of the bag. I'm letting it out. Suck a dick, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Is Renee awake? Oh, Renee's awake!
Hey, Renee,
she
suck
said
a
no.
dick. Oh, hey, suck
she
a dick.
She said bitches.
Suck dicks, Renee.
Hey, Renee,
we love you.
Jess has
what
got a big old hairy cock for you to suck. You know
I
what I'm
do.
Saying?
No,
big
I
old
know.
It's underneath
no,
her clit.
No,
ask her.
No.
It's underneath her clit. Renee, she keeps a penis underneath her.
Not
we're
Renee.
Woke.
I respect Renee. I don't respect you. I respect Renee.
Renee, we're recording next week. What are you doing, baby?
Uh oh.
In Lodi.
Did you guys hear Renee lives next door to Danzig?
Renee
she lives next door to Danzig.
Right next door
I was
to
hanging
Danzig.
Out with him the other day. He was over at our house. We were partying.
Glad
we were,
himself.
We were drinking like blood. We
it
were doing
like,
shots of like wolf's blood and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me and Danzig. Doyle came over and I called him a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck you, Doyle. You're a bitch.
Jerry too.
Nah, Jerry's my boy. Jerry
Jerry's
and Danzig
my
are
boy,
down.
Jerry's my boy.
But I was like,
Jerry
fuck you, Doyle.
Up in a Geostorm. He was like, Andrew, what are you doing? You want to go hit the gym?
Hit the gym? Which way to the gym? All right, we're
going to lift some iron.
We're going to let's go pump some iron, bitches. Yo, you can see the ex-governor of California smoke weed in that movie.
Which one, the
iron.
Fat one?
No.
Oh, California.
Fucking
oh,
Arnold.
Arnold.
In Pumping
Arnold,
Iron. He
like,
wins
wait.
The competition against Lou Ferrigno, and he's
oh,
in the back
Lou
of the limo.
Was the original he's, Hulk.
I know, but
Lou
he, beats
fucking
him
amazing.
He beats him in
one
Pumping
one
Iron.
Best human being
and fucking Arnold's in the back like, oh, and he's just smoking a joint while the credits are on.
Lou Ferrigno's
it's fucking great. Yeah, he was just blowing this baby dick. He was blowing this baby dick. Here's the showcase showdown. What? Let's go to jail.
I don't wanna be imprisoned in my home, chucking bracelet on my leg. Someone ever leaving me alone? What have I done out here with all this liberty? So put me on the inside, and I'll get a lot of free. Let's go up the river. Let's go up. Let's go to the big house, let's go to jail. Give me a life sentence, no getting off with good behavior. Free food, good friends, fun times, I'm not afraid of the chain gang. You won't need to guard me, cause I'm no defiant one. So throw away the key, and throw it all mail to the penitentiary. Let's go up the river, let's go off to jail. Let's go to the big house, let's go to jail.
All right, that was the show.
Showcase showdown.
Motherfucking showdown.
Nightbirds, Escape from New York.
And the Nightbirds.
You they have
were,
a mic.
They were in the background.
You can quietly,
bitches.
Like, you know, talk into it.
Mic is my mic has
go.
Been off
that
all
that
time.
That
my mic was
is.
Off all that time.
Oh.
Bitches.
So smart.
That's what vodka does to you. I love it how we went live on Facebook, and before I even put on the post, I tagged everybody, and I got all these booze bottles in front of the camera. I'm like, yeah, we're drinking this shit.
Not me.
And
not me. Not
was
me.
Like, don't tag me, because I stole all those bottles. I was like, well, it's a little
late.
A little late for that.
Did we bring any? Were there any left?
No. Oh, shit.
He left them for Tim and Jade.
I got some tequila. I got some Espolón Respirado, and I got some Cuervo.
I don't drink that pussy-ass tequila.
You drank it plenty of times. You pussy-ass, you'd be puking your back.
Yeah,
Jess runs out of my bed going,
puke.
Laying on the floor.
Yeah, that's why I don't drink
that's what
it.
Happens. I've seen you drink it many times.
I feel like I would drink.
And I puke
I would
every time.
From it too.
I think we're all about to take shots of tequila.
Listen, I have.
What's up?
If you're really that thirsty, just take a sip of my cup.
Take a sip of his cup.
All I'm gonna say is that I have a nice mason jar of moonshine, cotton candy moonshine.
It's about
right
a half a jar.
It's
a half a jar now. We drank.
I drank.
Fuck you. You didn't drink half.
I drank most of it, bitch.
Motherfucking people drank.
I like to share. I like.
She's definitely been drinking the most of it.
I have been drinking most of it.
She is sharing because sharing is caring.
But
she's been drinking the most of it.
I love it. It's good.
It's kind of like you take a shot of rubbing alcohol and then there's a chaser of cotton candy.
I took
candy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
And I might pat you on the back.
I don't taste alcohol anymore.
Jess is like, I can't taste anything anymore.
I'm fucked up.
Why is there a penis in my ass?
Anal. Butt sex. If you guys want some butt sex, come out to We Are the Punks 3.
No, Casey.
February 28th, 29th,
whoa,
and March 1st.
Casey's
there'll be
here.
Plenty
I don't
of fucking butt sex. Casey, I guess you're going to have to leave. I'm sorry.
If you're too poor for that.
I will nicely leave.
I mean, maybe Casey's down for the party. I mean, I got plenty of Astroglide.
No. I'll leave.
People like me are a little bit too poor.
I know.
For
I'm floppy seconds,
me
okay?
Me and Facundo going to be up here with the Astroglide.
Maybe by themselves.
It's
going to
be a lot
of
fun, Andrew.
So.
I like your hair today.
We were playing Cards of Humanity. We played one.
I said we were going to get the death sentence by playing with each other's buttholes.
I said something about three men and three hot dogs.
There were a lot of Jew comments.
Gabe made a lot of the rated cards, and they got a lot of them. They were funny.
I was like, yeah, Gabe wrote this. I'm not even going to say what it said.
The scary bumpy cum?
No. No, it's about the Hebrews and Shebers.
Or the my ex.
We've also established that there's such a thing as Fleabers.
With the Fleabers.
We did discover them tonight.
Gabe's other card was my ex's in-laws that I described with the N-word.
Oh, Jesus.
Speaking of the Fleabers, can we do some research for the Fleabers?
Wow.
But we're going to get to some more offensive music.
Jenny was a Nazi?
Here is the sloppy goddamn second.
Nice.
Oh, how was...
And you know what? Nice. You can get some sloppy seconds at We Are the Punks 3.
I'll take some sloppy thirds.
Who knows up for them sloppy thirds?
I'll take anything.
Sloppy first. If you hang out with the Pogo crew, you're going to get some sloppy first. All right, here's Janie as a Nazi. We're not racist, we swear.
We're not racist, I swear.
We swear. I'm dying to have sex with
my,
a black
My legal woman. Immigration status is still undecided.
I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. So sloppy seconds are always better in twos. Here's Germany.
Yes.
Nice. Can you be strong and pull this tag off?
I am a strong man.
We're going to have a three-way with the sloppy seconds. Don't you worry. This has got a really long spoken intro.
That's out of your category.
Nice, Heil.
You take care of your records. Let somebody know what the fuck you want to work on the car.
Play with my records.
Well, I was trying to tell you, you ain't got a goddamn drop of oil in that goddamn
thing. Well, he said he knows that. Let the light come on down there.
And
he just kept on driving.
Hey, Renee, go to Atlanta and suck some huge hairy cocks. How about that one?
They just turned over about 50
Renee,
million
I,
times between the
I trim,
time
buddy.
That red light come on. You got on home. Start with, I think you made your mistake. But not taking somebody got knowledge enough.
If you ain't flying me there, we ain't promoting it, bitch.
Just taking down here some goddamn hillbilly that don't even know, never even had enough sense of time.
This is a really long intro.
Go!
I want shots of tequila, bitches.
Give
me tequila. Whoop whoop. Fucked up. Suck dicks. Oh, be very happy.
Seriously,
we had the microphones
never,
muted.
Yeah, I've never
be very
seen
happy.
Andrew so excited for one song.
I want
like,
motherfuckers
dead.
I
want him dead. I want him dead.
I want him dead.
I'm like, oh
I want
God.
Him dead, but her record collection sucks.
He wants it dead with fuchsia.
Yeah, and dead the lights went all dark, and I was like, I know.
Jessica got all scared.
Andrew.
She was like, why are the lights
I'm
purple?
I'm not sleeping. Turn the fucking lights back on. This ain't no fucking, like, discotheque. Come on.
Hey, Jess, you hate me,
this ain't no fucking discotheque.
This ain't no
discotheque. This ain't no discotheque, bitch.
You hate me, and I hate
you. Can
you
play Cinderbox?
Gigi Allen and the band with no name, bitches. God damn, another long-ass spoken intro.
I hate Gigi.
I love it. Anybody who wants to get their cock sucked, go here.
You know that you don't like me, and I don't like you. You know that. say fuck you.
Now, just because Jess doesn't like Gigi.
I hate Gigi. And Renee does too.
This
Renee,
is a twofer.
Renee knows.
Out. You don't like fucking Spiky Jacket.
This is a twofer.
Fuck
with
off.
The jabbers,
I love Spiky
Jacket. Always was.
I do too. You're fucking badass.
Don't talk to
this
me.
This bitch doesn't.
You don't talk.
Up to me.
You don't talk.
Motherfucking Alan, the madman of Manchester. How you bitches doing? It's Pogo City Radio,
molester.
Bitches. How did you meet Sean Facundo, my man?
How did I meet Sean? We were at that fucking, the Connie's Rick Rack bullshit
Philly.
Fucking festival.
Festival?
Connie's?
Sure.
The one that just happened? Or was
me and Jess both got fat lips, so I got a black eye.
What was that, at Niblick?
That was the Niblick show. We both got fat lips.
I had someone else's blood on my face. That's
that was mine.
Fun. I like it.
It
might
was
have
totally
been my
mine.
Penises.
But no, I feel like the first time I met Facundo was the
Facundo.
Facundo.
The
drunk.
First time I
remember
Cusundo.
When we met you, Facundo.
Facundo.
What were we calling him at Tim's?
No.
Facundo?
Drunk?
Drunk?
Drunk? Spanish
the
guy?
The motherfucker who didn't pay attention at
no,
all.
No, but I feel
uncircumcised?
Like I actually met Facundo at the Meat Locker.
What show?
No, it was Broken Heroes.
You said
Southwest.
No. I said what show?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
No, yeah. No, yeah. No,
I gave you a hug, and I was like, you're beautiful.
I got the new South Class record right here.
Yeah, that was the show that I got the South Class South Class
7
Broken Heroes.
Yeah, that was
the devil.
That was my first time meeting those guys.
That's the one I got Tim for
Jersey
Christmas,
devil
right?
Yeah, that was
the one
I told you to get him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that was when I met Facundo.
Yeah.
All right. Great show.
My first time meeting South Class.
But then
show.
The next
wait,
time
he
I met,
was,
the next
he
time
was
I
at
met
the show
Facundo,
that
I
just
I totally
last
got
went
a fat
to?
Lip and my lip was bleeding. Like that one.
So he was at the show that I just last went to?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, Jess went to work the next day, and everybody thought she was in a domestic abuse relationship.
No, I
got a fucking
black
eye.
I got getting beat up by my boyfriend, or like I was in a fight.
Like, no, I'm single.
So I was like, no, I don't have a boyfriend. They're like, what?
You're like, I fell down the stair.
No, so
this
is not fucking hilarious.
And they're like, their eyes got even bigger. They're like, oh, so you do this for fun?
She was like, I hang out with skinheads.
You do this for fun?
Listen,
like, yeah.
When I came home, when I went to work once with a whole bunch of bruises from a show, I was trying to explain it to them. I was like, I went to a show. They're like, what do you mean? I was like,
was it a
donkey
show?
I saw cats on Broadway, bitch.
Cats. I was like, I went
Frozen
to a punk
two.
Rock
yeah.
show,
yeah.
and they still did not. Like, they looked at me like I was fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
All right, well, Facundo wants to hear my man Darby crash, so here he is with Lexicon Devil.
Gimme, gimme your
hands.
Like Marley and Law.
and give me your mind.
Somebody get me a
devil with a back turn face, search for future, would my answer. Give me your hand, give me your mind, give me your hand,
of
your
mind.
Give me this. I'm going to push your gun below.
The germ.
That's my 45 adapters.
Give me your hands and your minds and your vaginas.
Give me
that's
vagina.
The name of that song.
No, give me
your vagina.
Give me your cock. Give me your dick.
Hey, there's
dick.
Plenty
give
of cocks up here, Jeff.
I feel like even ratio.
Casey, you gonna whip out that big old cock you got in them?
There's an even ratio of penis and vaginas.
I'm not afraid,
so does that constitute
afraid,
an orgy, or is
afraid.
It a four-way? When does it actually turn into an orgy?
When one penis turns into
when
four.
There's,
does there have
I
to be
think
a fifth
when there's
one?
An odd amount of
a fifth
when
one.
There's an even amount
that's
of.
Four.
When there's five cocks in my face, I think that's
an
orgy.
That is an orgy. That is a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Also,
when there's five
it's
cocks,
also kind of like a gangbang.
It's a good time.
Oh. Like, my teeth aren't that
like
great, guys. So
like
don't,
one
don't
girl
get any
and
weird
like five
ideas.
Guys. But if it's an easy, if it's an even amount of girls and guys, it's not a gangbang. There's got to be a gang of motherfuckers on one girl for it to
right.
be
oh,
if,
yeah,
if
there's
got to
be one girl. There's two of us.
I'm hanging up. I'm going to wait till the song starts.
Which yeah, she's making phone calls.
Are we
live,
doing 45
live on Pogo City Radio.
Sorry.
What an idiot.
I'm drunk.
She's drunk.
Give Jess her 45 adapters.
Yeah, please play.
What a motherfucker.
We got the 45 adapters.
We have the Patriots,
not fools. I'm going to take another shot at a kilo.
Did you say Patriot? Are you
going to
play some Patriot?
My first favorite with 45 adapters.
There you go.
And I love Gerard.
We know.
Politics is just like wrestling. Misdirection. Just play fight and bull here to say. Both sides, really just the same. Don't buy into it, cause it's a rigged game. Yeah, it's a rigged game. In the end, that's just the same. We're patriots and not fools. The political parties are the rich man's tools. Patriots and not fools. No matter who wins.
Facundo just puked all over himself. Nice. I did the same thing at the Attic show, I'm not gonna lie. Played on the floor.
Most people are mostly decent, just wanna get on with our lives. Go to work, try to be good parents, mostly do what we think is right. Idealized, certified, it's all a ratings game. Sparks fly from both sides, they're fed in the flame. They're fed in the flame, the burn on nation out in flame. We're patriots and not fools. The political parties are the rich man's tools. Patriots and not fools. No
this girl.
We lose. I am rock and roll.
All right, that was the 45 adapters. Now, Jess, you forgot to make your phone call. Oh, she's making it live on the air again.
I'm busy.
I'm busy. I hope that's for some cocaine.
She's aside.
That's the only thing that's acceptable. Is it for cocaine?
She's putting
ring, ring.
She's
ring, ring.
We want some of them white women. Them booger sugars.
Yeah, ring, man. Ring. This is niggas eating ring, carrots.
Ring, ring.
Uh-oh.
Break
it out. Felt cute. Might delete leg. Myself later.
Showing some legs. She's trying to throw out them sloppy firsts.
Sloppy
firsts.
I'll take them first, seconds, and thirds. On the phone.
All right. So I feel like I was supposed to play something. Oh, yes. The Nightbirds.
Yeah, the Nightbirds.
What about the Nightbirds?
Andrew Bedlam says
what about the
dick.
Fucking Nightbirds?
It's big enough, baby.
Point made.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I hope he has lots of fun with that.
Self-suck.
The Nightbirds. Let me tell you a little bit about the fucking Nightbirds.
What about the Nightbirds?
And like
escaping from New York.
Okay, so
with Kurt Russell.
back in like what was it, like when I was fucking 15, 2000, 2001, fucking Survivors. They were a band. They used to play the Cove with us all the fucking time.
Oh, I remember the Cove.
You remember Brian
Survivor?
That
was like early high school for
South
me
Jersey.
Before like
what
middle
town was
school.
That? Fuck
yeah,
like
Brick.
Brick City?
Brick City?
Oh, I was going to say, it's not Newark. That
I
wasn't
was
Newark.
Nah, like, those were
Brick
our dudes
City.
From fucking
he's
South
like,
Jersey.
I'm from there.
We fucking hated each other for some fucking stupid bullshit-ass fucking
that's
reason.
How it
like
goes.
Early shows
that's how fucking like teenage lifestyle
especially
goes.
Especially when you're 15.
But fucking Brian Survivor started a fucking band called Snakebite in like the 2000s. If you don't know Snakebite, please, like a motherfucker, YouTube that shit. And watch the fucking Lifestyle Channel special that fucking happened with that band. It's fucking amazing.
Amazeballs, bitches.
There's like a 20-minute episode that was on cable television about this band that didn't fucking exist that he made. And then he fucking started Nightbirds with a bunch of other people, including fucking Luke's little brother from Knife Band, fucking
Knife
DJ.
Band.
PJ, he's also the fucking singer for Ammo. He's in, he's playing guitar for this fucking band called the Nightbirds, and they are fucking amazing.
And they are up next with Escape.
Whoop whoop, motherfuckers!
It's on Andrew's chair.
It's over here. I moved it. It was on my chair. Why is the song not playing? Suck a dick.
I may have
God damn it, Andrew. You keep fucking
it's not
up.
Playing. It's saying it's not there. And
I may have fucked up.
There we go.
I may have fucked up here.
Let's fucking do it.
Escape from LA is the second. All right, that was Knife Band. We're going to
totally said that. That's, you know, the Nightbirds.
Totally not Knife Band.
That was Nightbirds.
He was like, that's Escape from LA. And I was like, and we're like
what are we playing? Nightbirds, I'm Weird?
I'm fucking Wired.
I'm
wired. I can read.
I'm not
the white women at? Where are the white women at?
Wild card bitches!
I don't think we're supposed to say that.
Aaron?
Because Jess can't read either.
Because you, yeah. Aaron
everyone knows that Aaron spelled with two A's, though. Everyone else realized.
How many guys are there named Aaron?
Aaron Rodgers.
Come on. Aaron exactly. Rogers. Those fucking, the Green Bay. All right,
we're going to get to something we call the Pogo City.
Wild card bitches.
Now, this is where we play something a little off format. You know what I'm saying? And right now.
He says this every time. He's like, I don't really know what the Pogo fucking wild card is.
I really. There's new listeners every episode.
I feel like you just played. Hold on, though. I feel like you just played a little bit of a wild card.
I don't think I'm wired
by the Nightbirds with wild card. I feel like that's our format.
Kind of
That sounds like one of the songs we play.
That definitely. But what we are going to play,
is the Cash Money Millionaires, the Hot Boys, actually. The Hot Boys with Project Chick.
That's awesome.
I want me a Project Chick who ain't afraid to suck that dick.
Juvenile,
Little Wayne.
450 Degrees? A little 450 Degrees? Come on.
The Birdman's on that lineup.
The Birdman. I want me a Project bitch. Who ain't afraid to take that dick?
Can we just, like, my fucking...
It's just going to turn into, like, a hip-hop show now. Jess wants to hear Afro
Man.
No,
I'm saying that instead.
No. I want a song about getting my dick sucked by Project Bitches.
Cool. Fair enough. This is Sean, East Lawn, Lil Mama and her friends. Lisa, Teresa, Maria, Tia, Leah, and Kim. I love y'all broads. No disrespect to my dogs, but I love y'all broads. Yeah, I love y'all broads. To the ladies, having babies without no drama. To my niggas, what figures say I love my baby mama. I bought them shoes, them tattoos, and even fix your breasts. I put you inside the flash ride, put an S on your chest. This is for the ones who out with it and be putting their mouth on it. And suck everything out of it, then they catch it and swallow it. I'm Lil Weezy, but she's it. I'm off the heezy, believe me. See me, I squeeze in between it, and then I leave it so greasy. When I come through in a Rolls Royce, leave them with no choice. But the hop up in it, then just let me make they growth moist. Be red and black, it just carry a nigga. Give me 3 minutes, maybe four, she be wanna marry your nigga. What a project, bitch. Give me a hood rat chick. One that don't give a fuck. That Andrew? And say she took a fake. Grandma flipped out and say we ain't gonna have no evil in this house. So I rolled out, scored me an ounce and sold out. But I fucked up when I started living up in these hoes' house. Nigga started fucking one of the bros, cause she was sucking a nigga dick good, keeping it hard, letting the nigga come all over her chest and tongue. She was still on. I spared her because her children. She was the hoe, she gave me head behind her beard done. Ain't selling records, but I'm out cause I sell a million. If you wanna take it there, we can break it off. Cause y'all pussy ain't got a nigga tweaking it all. I sling this dick, summer, winter, spring, and the fall. Ask me head down, I'm bringing it all. I'm trying to hit you from the back, tell you how it get long. This motherfucking dick good and it always be hard. Project bitch, give me a hood rat chick. One that don't give up. G'd up in my Range Rover 4, don't be D'd up. Tattoos and new cars and these project cuts. Got this nigga bitch I know I been wanting to fuck. I deal with sluts, ladies, and bitches don't give a fuck. Project bosses, Weezy say respect us. Bitch nigga find me in a 4 Lex. I got a bitch shoot dice, a bitch that ain't right. I got a bitch in front of work and I'll take your life. I got a credit card hoe. A scam type hoe, a fraud type hoe, like a snort that dope, a dick sucking throw, a calico hoe, a
real solid bitch out Chicago. Got a brat type bitch like the wine and shit. I got a project bitch like to start some shit.
Give me what? A project bitch. Give me a hood rat chick. One that don't give up.
The Hot Boys, Cash Money Millionaires, Birdman, Facundo. Facundo was the wild card. I want me a project chick. We ain't afraid to take that dick. Yeah, I mean,
Andrew just likes slutty girls.
I do. I love them. I love
slutty dudes too.
Slutty dudes, girls.
Like, I like slutty dudes, you know.
Well, because we like to hook up with slutty NBD. Girls together. It's
Listen,
more fun.
Girls are too fucking
slutty
hard,
dudes
man.
And slutty guys. Like, dudes, they're just a great, great thing together.
Yo, just be sluts. You, like, you I'm sex positive.
What is it? But
I'm sex positive. You're a bunch of hate mongers. I'm sex positive.
I would more classify it as just sexually open to anything.
Sex positive. We're PR. PR? PH?
Well, I mean, no, not talking right? about me. I'm talking about this slut over here.
Proper? What's the term? Politically PC.
No, I think we're
That's
talking about Andrew.
For. PC. We're sex
Politically
positive.
Politically correct.
We're sex positive. I like the fact that being sex positive
I
is
like
now
the fact that
correct.
We can talk about anything, but I necessarily would not be open to everything we talk about.
You can't talk, though. You can't talk.
I can't.
If you're not.
English.
Okay, fuck
That's
off.
What it is.
And I've been drinking moonshine. I'm drunk.
Moonshine. She's that project chick, you know what I mean?
Don't play any more rap.
No more.
We are.
It's Bone Thugs.
We already played Bone Thugs.
No, we did not.
There you go. We played It's the First of the Month. Wake up. Wake up. Now, we're going to get to some snake bite from Red Bank, New Jersey. Some New York hardcore play.
What's the heart to take my own entire days? Only manufactured and twisted designs. Your eyes are fucking closed. Now, it's such a time. Right, it's fucking down. I was a dumb thing that strictly quit your satisfied. But I'm built up so high.
Renee, I told you to suck my dick, but you're afraid of me.
That'll warm her up for sure.
Hi, Renee.
Renee, we want blowjobs. Come suck all our dicks.
I'm
Jess
not drunk.
She really wants a blowjob. Jess wants the biggest blowjob of all.
I'll give Jess a blowjob.
Facundo's gonna suck Jess's dick.
I'll totally.
It's about to get real.
All night long.
It's about fucking time, man. And then it's all the blowjobs around here. It's my turn.
I'm a whore.
It's Jess's turn.
I'm very drunk, by the way.
I think we're all.
Renee's like, is Jess gonna puke? I can tell that she's very drunk. Yeah, I am.
I don't know.
I've been drinking.
Worry.
Honestly, I've been drinking moonshine for the past like couple hours now.
I can't wait to hear this episode tomorrow.
What's all this moonshine?
I can't wait.
I have cotton candy. Cotton candy moonshine.
We like to get fucked up and waste it. I want to get fucked up.
Are you going to play Anti-Narrow League?
I was going to play Blitz
Some
first.
Warriors?
I was going to play.
I mean, Anti-Narrow League has a song called Fucked Up and Wasted.
We're going to play it after we play Warriors by Blitz.
I like Warriors.
Coming out.
Yeah, you best, child.
Child.
You best.
Child. I don't know.
Child.
I'm older than you.
Child.
Right? child.
Not mentally.
Look out for back pain.
You have a few years.
Age before beauty, Jess. Look out. Age before beauty.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Look out for back pains. We got a song called Can't Hang.
I remember when Liz was trying to pick me out on Backpage back in the day. Liz Blasco was trying to pick me out on Backpage.
Can't Hams.
Who else thinks about the Warriors movie? That's a Wu-Tang.
Warriors,
come out and play, yay, old dirty bastard. As older, we were listening to that on the way here.
Can you dig it?
I've seen Warriors. I actually met Cochise.
I've seen the movie too.
Awesome, Cochise. I know, but
with Renee at the nerd convention.
Have you met Cochise before?
With Renee at the nerd convention.
I have not.
No, I met him on my own.
If you need to meet Dick Cheese, I got you.
I got some Dick Cheese from Munda Cheese.
No, Cochise.
That's Jess's favorite cheese from Munda Cheese.
Cochise.
From
Munda Cheese.
From under my balls, bitches. Here's Blitz with Warriors.
Warriors.
But actually, this song isn't related to the movie at all. Right? I'm pretty sure this song isn't related to the movie at all.
I think this
ironic
came out before the movie.
It's a little bit ironic. It's awesome.
I don't know what came out first.
Good song, good movie.
I want a blowjob.
Sorry for the inconvenience, bitches, but Blitz. That was not
this is
Warriors.
A one and a half.
And this isn't Warriors
this
either.
Is one,
this is you.
This is what.
This is you.
Yeah, the songs are labeled wrong. Suck it.
Go to the next one. We're gonna
I'm
find
not
it.
Changing songs. Okay, I know. Here, all right, we're leaving
New
Age on.
All right, New Age is good.
We're leaving New Age on. Here's a Blitz 1 and 2.5.
Blitz 1.5.
It's not 1.5, because that's a different measure.
Blitz 1.5, bitches.
1.5, bitches. Fuck your numbers. Guys, remember when David Bowie was alive? Casey, were you born yet? Were you born when David Bowie was alive, Casey?
I don't know. I was born.
I was born in 94, so I don't know.
I think David Bowie touched my mother.
David Bowie touched my mother. Was it mother or your brother?
Are they not the same person?
Do you speak it? Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
I'm sorry, but why does this microphone...
My microphone has been taken over.
Your microphone tastes hijacked. Like fucking cotton candy. What's going on?
I wonder how.
I'm drinking cotton candy moonshine. I hope it does.
All right. Well, when,
my hand, bitch.
When David Bowie was alive, Blitz covered this song.
Oh, the City.
We're sorry.
Can't get nothing past you, Jess.
The smell of bad changes put my spine out of place. I said, hey man, all the school is insane. I said, hey man, and my work's down the drain. I said, hey man, she's a total mind blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she didn't. She ought to lean on me, man, cause she can't afford the ticket. Like the Suffrage City.
Up here.
I said, hey man, don't be unkind. I said, hey man, I can take you this time. I said, hey man, I said she can't crash here. There's only room for one. Here she comes, I ought to lean on me, man. She can't afford the ticket. Back from Suffrage City. I ought to lean on me, man, cause she can't afford the ticket. Back from Suffrage City. She's out of sight. She's alright.
So what the fuck is Suffrage? Oops, the mics were muted. They didn't hear it.
He totally just like kind of like touched the hot dab rig
David
for
Johansson.
A second there. He was like, hot! He's like, hey, bitches, hot!
Hot.
Sorry. I might have blown out your eardrums for that, but it was funny.
We're going to get to some more NJ Punk because all the best music on the planet comes from new motherfucking Jersey, bitches. And if you don't agree, suck a motherfucking dick, bitches. Here's Ammo coming off the demo.
Fucking Ammo!
Bitches.
Black in the dust, yeah, baby. Black in the dust, yeah, baby. Black in the dust.
All right, that was Ammo right there, New Jersey, punk rock, coming off that 2018 demo. Now, is that what Knife Band morphed into, basically?
Pretty much. It's PJ, he's singing, he plays guitar for Nightbirds, he's Luke's little brother.
I don't think they can hear you.
No.
Pretend it's a dick. Matter. Get right up on that.
Get right up on it.
Penis.
There you go.
Put your mouth directly onto it.
Except J instead of nis. PJ, not
penis. Jess.
I have a penis. Penis Jess. Penis Jess.
No, I was not going there at all.
Jess is not going there. She's too
pretty. Apparently, poor us.
She's too pretty.
Okay. Casey about to get lucky. Casey and Jess about to kick us out of Pogo.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, I got cameras everywhere, bitches.
We're going to put on some good music. So.
There we go. We're going to...
Penis.
You guys are going to get me hard
because
as fuck.
Because we are
fuck.
A music podcast.
You're going to get me hard as
I
fuck.
I did hear about Scott Suckers.
A little Pogo City karaoke for you. Here's a Pogo City twofer. Against all authority, above the law, nothing new for trash.
That's
like
you,
bitch.
Come on.
against all authority. The music's over. Wait. We can't say this on the mic. I know where this conversation was going.
Were we muted?
We were muted then, but we're not muted now.
Andrew, you like punk rock girls, right?
I like all girls.
He likes women in general.
Anything with a vagina, I think
really
Andrew likes.
Cute punk rock girl. And I think a drummer yummy, for yummy a punk band rock girls. Used to fucking date this girl.
Okay.
And so
I'm sorry if I banged her. I apologize.
No, but you probably should bang her.
I'll try.
Super cute.
Okay, cool.
But maybe
hook a brother up.
Maybe you should just play a fucking song from them.
I have one queued up, and I'll have to look for yours after this one because I have to type it.
I think you got the right band queued up.
Are we talking about a New Jersey band?
Yeah, we're talking about
a New Jersey band. Just a reminder, the Senate impeachment trial starts this week. So here's the Bristles.
Not the band I was talking about.
This is what I had queued up. So here's the Bristles.
I'm talking about fucking Broken Heroes, dude.
With Kill the President. Broken Heroes up next. Multiple Jersey bands. I'm afraid this song's gonna get me on a no-fly list when I go to Florida. It might.
I have a quick question for the Broken Heroes because I was under the assumption that Jump for Oi is called Everybody Gets Stupid.
I was pretty sure it's called Jump for Oi.
And Andrew was under the assumption it's called Jump for Oi.
And the way I found it, it's titled Jump for Oi.
If you look on Spotify where you found it and the album picture for that song is not the compilation. I Told You Twice.
It's because it's not on that album.
Jump for Oi is not on I Told You Twice?
Nope.
I thought it was.
Nope.
So where is
and
it?
And it's I Told You Once, by the way.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Nothing, you already told her twice.
Hey,
sorry.
You said it, not me.
But
why don't women wear watches? Because there's a clock over the fucking stove.
Regardless, so is Jump, well, quotes, Jump for Oi, is that, where was that first released? Did they have it in a 7-inch?
It must have been on the American comp.
I really thought it was called Everybody Gets Stupid, because I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Jump for Oi!
There it is. You're welcome.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was the Broken Heroes.
All right, Jess, so we're in a little bit of a change.
Jess seems to think that that's not Jump for Oi, even though they just screamed Jump
for
Oi.
No, I definitely said that's
times.
Obviously Jump for Oi.
No, you said it wasn't many times.
No, I did not say you that.
She was talking about the other song you guys were talking about.
That was the original, obviously, but the better version is a little bit I like Fast.
I disagree. I want to see
I
it.
Like Fast.
We're going to play what you claim.
Yes.
Is.
All right, so look, I told you once, and you'll find
and
a song called Everybody Gets Stupid.
Everybody Gets
Everyone
Stupid.
Everyone Gets Stupid.
No, I don't see it.
Nope. Go back up.
I don't see it. Everybody Gets Stupid. All right, so now this is, Jess says this is Jump for Oi, but faster. We'll find out.
I mean,
Spotify also sucks, so maybe the wrong
I just think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
You're not wrong. I am not wrong.
You're not wrong.
I am not wrong. And you're going to have to ask Tim, because you're in the same band as Tim, why it has two different song names. Look,
it is.
It's song.
It is.
What the fuck did I tell you?
But Jump for Oi was definitely Jump for Oi. Are we playing
but
the same
song
twice?
But Everybody Gets Stupid is but it's better. It's faster better. And better. Look, and it's got a guitar solo.
I don't even know this version, to be honest. I hate to admit it, but she's right. I've never heard this. And Tim,
Jump for Oi.
Little lead lick right there, my man.
Jump for Oi. Oi, 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 oi.
Jump right!
Just fucking stop it. And it tells him fucking funeral address. Even though I love Jess,
she's right.
She's made the right choice.
Well, I gotta remind you, motherfuckers. She's just
beautiful.
She's got right.
beautiful eyes.
Jess said I was in a band with Tim.
Everyone was right.
And you guys can come catch that band I'm in with Tim. I think we're called the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. I hope we are, because it's very fitting if we are.
You're cute and all, but...
We're cute. I'm very cute.
I mean...
Adorable.
I say I'm the capital sex in the band. You know
you
what
are.
I mean?
You
I
are.
Stand for the ass. That's what I... Andrew
you
S.
You got a nice anus.
I got a nice anus. I have been told this before.
It's beautiful.
Many times. Many times. I'm flattered, really. I'm flattered. You can't have it, but I'm flattered.
It's not you, like you a flattered.
I like my ego being stroked. I like my ego being stroked. I like my cock being stroked. I like being stroked.
He likes being touched.
I like being touched.
So touch him.
Hey. Touch me. Touch me where I urinate.
Touch him.
Touch
me
where I pee.
Watch where you touch me. Cause
touch me where I pee.
We all know. We all know where your boyfriend's going.
Jess walks up. What the fuck? Touch me where I urinate. Touch me where I pee. No, I want them to touch me where I urinate. I'm going to be in Florida. Come touch me where I urinate. Touch me where I pee. Touch me. You can get tickets from eventbrite.com to touch me where I urinate.
I'm pretty sure everybody that already knows and has been listening for a long, long time.
It's just a reminder.
Just a reminder.
They know.
A reminder. They take me up on it.
Thank you for the reminder.
I love
they?
The. Yeah, you know they do, Jess.
Oh, and Jess, we were also saying that
he
you
wants
were right.
I want to know that. Or
I,
think
we
that.
Did say you were right. I didn't want her to hear
we
us.
Right. I was very
it was
right.
easier to say that when she wasn't here.
I said it. I said, right. Jess. I said you, Jess, you were right.
Thank you.
But then
thank
she
you.
Said we were both kind of right, and
right.
I said I like that
yeah,
answer better.
Then I said you were both kind of right.
But in
I
reality,
like
I was right 100%.
In reality,
I'm
going to say
you're
you
both,
and Andrew were both
you're both
right.
right, but there's only one of you that's fucking beautiful.
Oh,
it's my penis.
I mean, sure, whatever goes into my mouth first.
That's right. Hey, yo.
I mean, my beauty is a lot more to take
she
into
does
your
have
mouth
beautiful
than a penis.
Hair and
I mean,
a
maybe
smile.
If he wants to say his penis is the only beautiful thing on him, sure.
It's not the only beautiful
Jess,
thing.
Jess, you're the only one
beautiful.
Talking about his penis right now.
Because it's not mine, and I can't.
Where is your penis?
She can't really
it?
Comment.
Listen, listen,
someone
listen.
Else's mouth right now.
Oh, where's Sean? Sean?
Sean?
Sean, why you got Jess's penis in your mouth, Sean?
I love how you automatically refer to Sean,
he's got
that
sand
bitch.
In his vagina and
my
Jess's
Eagles,
penis in
my
his
Eagles
mouth.
My Eagles bitch right now. He's got the
Yo,
Dallas
the Giants
dick in
hired
his.
Jason Garrett as the OC.
Jess, I'm second-handedly calling you beautiful.
Second-handedly.
While at the
penis.
Same time. Talking about
Jess, I think you're beautiful.
Talking about his penis.
Pogo you know? Is all one happy family, and if you
but
fuck one
think,
of us, you fuck
also
all
think,
of us.
I also
I
think Andrew
too.
Is beautiful.
Here's to fucking the members of Pogo.
We're all
pretty. We already
come
did jump for Roy. What's
Florida,
next?
Come
we'll
lick our clits.
Come lick
come
our clits.
My
who's this song by?
Come lick my clit. This song is by Funeral Dress.
I can promise you.
Funeral Dress. I fucking love Funeral Dress.
I will promise you that I'm more fun to hang out with than to look at. So just come hang
Jesus
out with
Jess.
Me in Florida.
I
Jesus.
Also promise you
we
that
like
my penis
you,
is a lot bigger than it looks in real life.
We're way too superficial.
I think
if I wasn't pretty, I wouldn't
pretty.
Be on this show.
That's the
so.
Only reason.
Listen,
we're here.
If my penis wasn't 4 inches, it'd be 5 inches.
I kind of have a good personality too, I guess.
You made his 4-inch penis a 5-inch penis.
Ooh.
All right. Here's Funeral Dress with Punks Back in Town.
Punks are back in town. All the punks are back in town. Punks are back in town. All the punks are back in town.
Apparently they're back.
I think they're back in town.
Back in her pussy is more likely.
Damn it.
Punks are back in town. All the punks are back in town.
Punks are back
in town. All the punks are back in town.
Mute the mics.
Mute the mics.
I go to the place, the place back in town. Goes back in town.
bugs are back in town. Oh, bugs are back in town. Bugs are back in town. Oh, bugs are back in town. Yeah.
Funeral goddamn dress. I'm gonna type the word yellow, and hopefully the word stitches will come up automatically.
Yellow stitches. I'm hoping. That sounds a little bit
yellow
Asian.
Card. Yellow card. I don't want yellow card. I want yellow goddamn motherfucking stitches, and I want to listen to songs about doing cocaine and being a skinhead. So here's Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. This one's for cocaine and skinheads. That is badass as fuck. That's all I'm saying. That is badass as fuck. That's how all songs should end. Because I got a bag in my pocket and a gun in my motherfucking waist. It's yellow stitches. Tale of a fat fucking retard. All right, so Facundo just puked on himself a couple minutes ago. And while I was at the Attics.
Big surprise there.
Last weekend, or 2 days ago. Well, I was at the Attics on Thursday, right? I'm sitting there and we're power smoking my marijuana because it broke. If you guys heard the last episode, I broke $50 worth of a cartridge of marijuana in my boot.
I'm sorry. Are you tired of Andrew talking about himself yet?
I know.
I'm never tired of Andrew talking.
I love you, Casey.
I can listen to Andrew talk all night long.
You can get some other things all night
and
long,
Jessica.
Too. You know what I'm saying? All right. But I was talking about the Attics. And I coughed really hard.
Yeah. I think we were talking about Jessica's favorite band.
I think we were talking about 45
adapters.
No,
to come we were on. Talking vaginas. About you breaking a cartridge.
Yes, and then I threw up all over myself. That did happen. I coughed really hard. And I was just like, I was standing. Drew Getz were
Jess
playing.
Jess didn't go to the show on Thursday.
Because she was a pussy. I told her. She was like, I got to go to the work the next morning. I was like, well, that's fine. You can drive my car home. She was like, I'm not driving home from fucking Manhattan. And I was like, well, neither am I.
Well, some of us realize that life
fucking sucks sometimes.
We decided at 5 o'clock in the morning at Jason's house we were going to see the attic.
I'd rather spend my $40 on booze in Florida than for a night that I have to go to work the next morning in New York.
I did. And I looked at Renee and I said, did you see that? And she said, the drool? And I went, yeah, the drool.
Yeah.
And she looked at the floor and there was puke. And she went, did you just fucking puke? I was standing there right in the... I wasn't even drinking. I was smoking. I just coughed and I puked all over
myself.
Sometimes
that
happens.
You're talking about Renee from the Blanks?
Yes.
You know, Renee from the Blanks probably remembers the band. She probably remembers a band from North Brunswick called High Nick Stew.
I drove to East Brunswick yesterday by accident, not paying attention on 287.
Well, you were at the wrong turn. You were at that Connie's Rick Rack show, right? Did you get a way of?
That's why I asked when I asked you, love.
Way of.
I got a CD.
From a young
Jess is dying.
Don't die.
I'm lost. I'm very drunk. Which show? I go to Connie's like every other weekend.
I don't know.
Like.
Just beautiful. It's fucking.
Connie's a hot little slut, man. I love Connie. Connie's a hot little slut. Sure. Go to Connie's in Philly and put it in her butt.
Listen.
Oh, I had that queued up at one point, and then I forgot about it. I got all horny and wanted to hear songs about cocaine and skinheads. Connie, that slut. Connie, that whore.
That's slut.
What are we looking for, the Harrington Saints?
Sure, or like...
I had it queued up. I fucked
crying.
It up. Is it two R's or one R?
Yeah.
Is it too? I feel like we're only going to play a song because no one's talking to their microphones.
Penis.
And we're going to play something about Jerry. Something about Jerry.
Let's do that.
Jerry, Jess says she's going to bed. She's going to bed. She's fucked up. She inhaled moonshine and now she's puking.
No, I'm not puking.
She's puking.
She's crying. She's tearing up.
She's puking.
She's crying.
Cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers.
You're
burgers.
Just
she's crying all over you. She's crying.
I'm playing her song too.
What she's was, also
she
wearing
hear
shorts
about Jerry.
She's wearing shorts and leggings. Apparently that keeps
so
her
Jade.
Legs warm.
I think Jess wanted to hear this next song.
I could never do
here.
That. I could not wear legs or leggings and shorts. It's either leggings or it's shorts.
So they're
one
or
the other.
See, I like it when you wear leggings because it lets your ass hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But if I would wear shorts along with my leggings, my ass would be hidden.
Exactly. I don't want that.
But if I would wear...
Letting it all hang out. She's a brick house.
No, I think we're talking about my ass.
You know what?
Casey has a
any girls who want to break out their ass, we can have an ass competition. I'm fine with all this. Are you guys drunk enough to whip out your asses? Because I'm drunk enough to tell you to whip out your asses. Jess, I'm playing the Harrington Saints for you.
Thank you. Good night.
Where you go? You're not sleeping.
Going
yo,
to
I got,
bed.
Seriously, I inhaled like...
Well, you got to sleep up here, though. You got to sleep up here. Think about it. I'm not going to say why you have to sleep up here, but you have to sleep up here. This is the last song. Jess needs some dick. Here is the Harrington Saints with Jerry Was a Skin.
Life, it's in the past. You got nothing left, you get on fire.
Yo, were our mics on? They were on. We're going to play one more song. Hopefully you didn't hear us. I want to play the Jim Carroll Band because I was driving in Renee's car the other day, and she plays awful, awful music in Renee's car. Renee Blanks. I have a blank 77 tattoo. It's my first tattoo. It's the only tattoo I wish I had. But Renee, if she ain't listening to 90s gangster rap with me, she's listening to like 80s new wave and fuck all that shit. But fucking while I was in her car the other day, the Jim Carroll Band came on, and I'm going to play the Jim Carroll Band.
Take my shoes off too,
right? And I'm going to get out of here.
No,
I'm not. I'm playing the Jim Carroll Band. Am I not getting out of here? Inspector 7 straight out of Jersey. All right, so Facundo, I'm going to play Jim Carroll. And then we can go to Inspector 7. Don't they got a show coming up, Inspector 7? I heard they were playing somewhere in Jersey. I heard this. Somebody told me this last weekend. Jess, there's a garbage can right here. She's angry, I feel like.
She wants to go to bed. She's sleepy.
Yeah, she's grouchy.
And you keep just playing songs.
I played the song she asked for last.
Go get her home.
Stay up here. You'd be better off staying up here.
Yeah, you guys are sleeping.
Yeah, no, you'd be better up here. We're going to go downstairs after this song. This is the last one.
All I know is Jesse's sleeping up here. I don't know who else is.
Fuck off.
Jess had a clue. He was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends. They just died. Cheaper and Georgie let the gimmicks go rot. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wet. There were two more friends of mine. Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. Rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitch and proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker. We'll be right back.
drain. And Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
Party's over.